שלום, אנחנו קוראים בספר.
Hello, we're reading in the book Zohar for All, volume 10, page 200, the Song of Songs. We're in the middle of the essay, the 22 letters and Mansepach, item 297, second volume, second column. You can download the book in our website. You can also ask questions throughout the lesson through kab.tv. Right, we will try to read the Zohar in such a way that the light in it will influence us and will bring us connection between us and connection with the upper force. Go ahead. 297. It says, you have set things straight. And it says, and your palate is like the good wine going straight to my beloved. Straight are Mansepach, the Sfirot that are concealed within the next world, Bina. And they are all as a fountain within the thought in the engraving of the holy names, in the engraving of the male and the female, so that they will please and agree to be together. Because in all of the letters, there is no agreement and desire of these with those to be together one in the other, except for these letters, Mansepach. The letters are the kelim in each pertsuf, and there are no more than three kelim in each pertsuf, Bina, and Zeranpin, and Malchut, because Chaya and Yechida have no kelim, and they are the Rosh Toch Sof of the pertsuf. Indeed, in particular, there are nine Sfirot in Bina, which, who are the Rosh of the Pertzuf, nine Sfirot in Zeranpin, the Toch of the Pertzuf, and nine Sfirot in Malchut, the Sof of the Pertzuf. And these are the 27 letters, according to the number of the Sfirot in the Pertzuf. Nine Kelim of Bina, nine Kelim of Zeranpin, and nine Kelim of Malchut. The nine Kelim of Bina are the units, the letters from Aleph to Yud. The nine kelim of Zeranpin are the tens, the letters from Yud to Kuf. The nine kelim of Malchut are the hundreds, the letters from the Kuf to the long Tzadik, Kuf, Reish, Shin, Taf, and the final Kaf, Mem, Nun, Pei Tzadik. And these are the combinations of Aleph Bet, Aleph Yud Kuf, Bet Kaf Resh, etc., where each one of those is a combination from Rosh Toch Sof, Bina, Zeranpin, and Malchut. Because the Aleph, Yud, and Kuf are the three Ktarim, crowns, of the digits, or units, tens and hundreds. The Keter of the Bina is Aleph, the Keter of Zeranpin is Yud, and the Keter of Malchut is Kuf. Bet Kafresh are the three Chochmot, plural of Chochmah, of the singles, tens and hundreds. Chochmah of Bina is Bet, Chochmah of Zeranpin is Kaf, and Chochmah of Malchut is Reish. Gimel, Lamed, Shin are the three Binot of the units, tens and hundreds. Bina of Bina, Bina of Zeranpin, and Bina of Malchut. Dalit, Mem, Taf are the three Chasadim of the units, tens and hundreds. Chesed of Bina, Chesed of Zeranpin, and Chesed of Malchut. Hey, Nun Kaf are the three Gvurot, plural of Gvura, of the units, tens and hundreds. Gvura of Bina, Gvura of Zeranpin, and Gvura of Malchut. Vav Samech Mem are the three Tifarot, units, tens and hundreds. Tiferet of Bina, Tiferet of Zeranpin, and Tiferet of Malchut. Zain, Ein, Nun, Sofit, final Nun, are the three Netzachim, plural of Netzach, of the units, tens and hundreds. Netzach of Bina, Netzach of Zeranpin, Netzach of Malchut. Chet, Pei, and the final Pei are the three kinds of Hod, of the units, tens and hundreds. Hod of Bina, Hod of Zeranpin, Hod of Malchut. Tet, Tzadik, and the final Tzadik are the three Yesodot, of the units, tens and hundreds. Yesod of Bina, Yesod of Zeranpin, and Yesod of Malchut. Thus it has been clarified that the 27 letters are the 9 Sfirot of Rosh, 9 Sfirot of Toch, and 9 Sfirot of Sof of the Pertzuf. If so, why do we talk only about 22 letters and not 27? Because there are two times in each partzuf, Katnut and Gadlut. In Katnut, infancy, the Malchut rises to the Bina of the degree and it ends the degree there. And half of Bina and Tum of the degree come out of the degree and fall to the degree below it. For this reason, Gal departed from the degree. because all that were left were the Kelim of Keter and Chochmah and half of Bina in the degree, with the lights of Ruach and Nefesh. And this is the time of Katnut. During the Gadlut, adulthood or greatness, Malchut descends from Bina to her place, and then the Kelim of Bina and Tum return to the degree. And then the Gar return, because now there are again five Kelim in the degree, Kahab Tum. Therefore, again, the five lights of Naran Chayin clove in them. And these three Kelim, half of Bina and Tum, who come out of the degree and fall to the lower degree in Katnut and return to the degree in Gadlut, are called in terms of the letters by the name Mantzepach. As we learn, Mantzepach, those who watch have said them, however they forgot them, and then they founded them once again. Because during the smallness of the degree, the Katnut, they are forgotten because they are not in the degree, rather they are in the degree below it. And in the Gadlut, the Mantzepach return and connect to their degree. It is considered that they came back and founded it. Then, though the masters of the degree are called viewers or spectators, because they attain the illumination of Chochmah called seeing. The source of the letters is from Bina, but there they have not yet materialized until they come to Zeranpin, and in Zeranpin they materialize and they are completed. Therefore, the letters are considered that they only start at Zeranpin. That the essence of Zeranpin is the Katnut in it, in Vak without a Rosh, the permanence of it. And Gadlut is not the essence of it, rather it is Tosafot, additions of Mochin, light. It follows that the essence of Zeranpin is only the 22 letters, and the final Mansepach are an addition for it. Because of that, we only consider 22 letters and not 27. In the emergence of Bina and Tum from the degree, there are only 9 Sefirot in Malchut that are counted as hundreds, so that Kuf, Reish, Shin, Taf are Keter and Chochmah and half of Bina that remained in the degree. Kuf is Keter, Resh is Chochmah, and Shin is half of Bina, and Taf is the Masach that ends the Pertzuf. And Mansepach are half of Bina and Tum that came out of the degree of Zeranpin and fell to the degree of Nukva. And what remained in Zeranpin are the 9 letters of Bina in it, the 9 letters of Zeranpin in it, and the 4 letters in Malchut in it, which are 22 letters. And we discern the emergence of Bina and Tum from the degree not in the 9 letters of Bina, the units, and not in the 9 letters of Zeranpin, which are the tens, but rather in the 9 letters of Malchut, because Bina and Tum that came out of the 9 letters of Bina, the Rosh of Zeranpin, fell to the degree below it, to the 9 letters of Zeranpin, the Toch of Zeranpin. Similarly, Bina and Tum that came out of the degree of the 9 letters of Zeranpin, the Toch, fell to the degree below them, the letters of Malchut, Sof. But, this way or that way, they never came out of the Pertzuf of Zeranpin. Hence, they are not lacking from the Pertzuf of Zeranpin. And only Bina and Tum that fell from the 9 letters of Malchut, which are the Mantzepach, came out of the Pertzuf Zeranpin completely and came to the Pertzuf of the Nukva. Hence, they are missing in Zeranpin. And there are only the 9 of Bina and the 9 of Zeranpin and the 4 of Malchut, which are only 22 letters. And when the creator, Bina, created Adam, man, Zeranpin, Havaya filled with the letters Aleph, that in Gematria numerology is Adam, 45, 2 Pertzufim were created, male and female, in the 22 big letters of Zeranpin, and in the 22 small letters of Nukva, which are the 9 Kelim of Osh, and the 9 Kelim of Toch, and the 4 Kelim of Sof, that in Zeranpin or in Nukva are counted as 22, which are the main part of the degree, and they're always there, permanent. But the 5 letters of Mansepach are not set there permanently, because they're there only in Gadlut. Hence, they are considered only as an addition. The 22 letters are the right line in the degree, Chasadim, and Manzepach are the left line, the illumination of Chochmah in the left, because the state of Katnut, where Binah and Tum are missing, that are where we have 22 letters, is the right line. And those same Binah and Tum that come back to the degree at the time of Gadlut are Manzepach, the left line. And all of this is because, as it says, we shall rejoice and be happy in you. Bach. Bach in you indicates the 22 letters, Kaf Bet, that all that the Nukva was rewarded with receiving from Zeranpin in Gadlut is because she was rewarded with clinging to the 22 letters of Zeranpin, which are the chassadim that are always in Zeranpin and do not change. As it says, you have sworn to them, Bach in you, in the 22 letters that are always set in it, the chassadim, there is the oath. And meisharim, straight, are the other letters that remain from the 22 letters, and they are manzepach, because those letters remained in Katnut outside of Zeranpin, and they are not the main part of it, and they are not counted among the permanent letters in it. Manzepach, the left line, and the left cannot shine before the middle line unites it with the right. The middle line is called straight, because its illumination includes the right and the left in a straight or direct way, and it does not lean to the right or to the left. And because Manzepach is the left line that cannot shine without the correction of the middle line called straight, therefore they are also called straights, because of the correction of the straight correction that lies upon them. In all of the letters, there are none that are called straights except for those ones, because all the 22 letters can shine without the help of the middle line, except for the Manzepach that can shine only with the correction of the middle line called straight, that corrects them so that they will illuminate only from below upward. And those straights were multiplied by each other. The mem with mem, nun, bet, mem with the final mem, the nun with the final nun, etc. And when the final manzepach, the left, connect with the right line, which are the simple manzepach in the 22 letters, when that unification occurs through the middle line, then they are called straights. As it says, those who are straight shall love you and be included with you in those 22 letters, because they cannot shine except through the hitkalilut, the integration with the right, which is 22 letters. And the manzepach of Zeranpin in Katnut fall to the degree that is below Zeranpin, to the nukva, meaning to the kelim, without the lights in them. However, the lights in them depart to their root, to the degree that is above Zeranpin, bina. Therefore, those manzepach are letters that are hidden and concealed within the upper world, that during the time of Katnut, their lights rise and are concealed in the degree that is above the Zeranpin, bina. And at the time that the light of Gar, called the first light, is concealed, which was due to the ascent of Malchut to Binah that elicited Binah and Tum outside of Zeranpin, then those letters, Manzepach, were concealed, as their lights went up to Binah, and the Kelim went to Nukva of Zeranpin, and they disappeared from Zeranpin. And Adam HaRishon would know them, since before he sinned, he had five Kelim, Kachab Tum, and five lights, Naran Chai, because the Manzepach were connected in 22 letters, and he had 9 Kelim of Binah from Aleph to Yud, which are the units, and 9 Kelim of Zeranpin from Yud to K, to Kuf, which are the tens, and the 9 Kelim of Malchut, which are from the Kuf to the long or final Tzadik. After Adam sinned, the letters Manzepach were concealed as in the beginning, where the manzepach that are Binah and Tum came out of it to the lower degree, and the lights of Gal departed, until Abraham came and he knew them through the Holy Spirit that was upon him, and he raised man and brought the manzepach to their degrees, and the lights of Gar, the first light, returned, since the first light that was before the ascent of Malchut to Binah, and also to Jacob who received from Abraham, and also to Joseph who received from Jacob, once Joseph died, and the people of Israel went to exile since Israel sinned. Then the Manzapach once again came back and fell from Zeranpin, and Zeranpin returned to its katnut, smallness, Vak, without Rosh. And the letters Manzapach were concealed and departed as in the beginning, when the Manzapach fell once again. Until Israel stood on Mount Sinai and the Torah was given to Israel, then the letters Manzapach were revealed, which means that the Manzapach came back to the degree of Zeranpin, and the first light Gal returned. Once they sinned, it says, and the people of Israel lost their jury. Their jury means the Manzapach of the Kelim and the Gar of the Light. And also Moses and Joshua and the elders knew the Manzapach, since they were connected to the 22 letters of Zeranpin. And with them they came to Israel, to the land, and this song, which is the light of God, was revealed, that is clothed in the Song of Songs. And the Manzapach were carved, since the letters Manzapach connected with the 22 letters, which are Bach. And the Manzapach came back to the degree and were included with the right, which is the 22 letters. And after they were included in the right, they are called Meisharim, straight. And they love to connect with the 22 letters because they cannot shine without them.
It says,
you have set the streets. You, Chesed, have set the Manzapach. Called straits, because before the Manzapach clothed in the Chesed, they could not shine. And they are the Sfirot that are hidden within the next world.
Whose
lights are concealed in Bina, the next world, and they are all a fountain, as the illumination of Chokhmah that stems from Manzapach chases to be included in the flowing of the Chassadim in the 22 letters. This is how it is in the thought, which is Bina, in the engraving of the holy names, Mi Ele of Elohim, and also in the engraving of the male and female, since the female, whose foundation is on the left, which is Manzapach, chases to be included in Zeranpin, whose essence is Chassadim in the right, so that they would please and agree to be together in one agreement under the control of the Chassadim. Because in all of the letters there is no agreement and desire of those with these to be together in each other, except for those letters Manzapach. Because those Manzapach cannot shine at all without the connection of Chassadim. Hence they chase after them to be together with them. 298. Meisharim, straits, are Yud, Kei, Chub, whose love is to the Vav, Zeranpin, and they are in complete accord and with one desire to bestow to the Vav. Therefore, the Malchut says to Zeranpin, pull me to you to be with you. Because the holy letters, holy upper letters, Yud Kei, the Vav connects with them, and it is the upper holy name, Yud Kei Vav. Therefore, the lower Taf, Malchut, that sits upon it, therefore, the bottom Hay, Malchut, that sits beneath it and has nothing of her own, her passion is only to rise to him and connect with him, and she rises only with the permission of Zeranpin, and she says, pull me to be together with you in one connection. 299. The king brought me to his chambers. Malchut says that the king brought me to his chambers and instilled me with all kinds of corrections in the upper beauty so that I will be with you. Therefore, let us rejoice and be happy in you, me and all of my corrections, when I will be with you in one connection. 300. Let's remind your love from wine, so that we will all drink, both to those who need chassadim and also to those who need chokhmah. And let's rejoice them with that wine that rejoices everyone, the illumination of chokhmah. And we shall not cease from rejoicing them, because the straits loved you, Yudkei Chub, so that they will not cease to give you, because they loved you, to give to you and bestow you and shine to you. 301. It says, you have set the straits, and if Meisharim, straits, are Yud Kei Chub, who can correct them except for the Atik of all Atikim, the old, the oldest of all old, the Keter, the degree above Chum? But he is not known at all. And that one that is unknown and hidden and concealed, the Keter, is not called you with a direct reference. Therefore, how does it say you have set the straits? There is no form to the letters in their reality until they come out of Bina. Once they come out, a reality is made in them, and they are instilled so that the Creator will be called with these letters. Because of this, it says, you have set the straits. Once they've reached that place that is called you, then they were set as straits. Misharim straits refers only to the letters of Bina, Yud K, that have no existence until they come to the place of Zeranpin. Then they acquire existence. This is as it says, you have set the straits. Zeranpin, that is called you, is the one that instills the letters of Bina called Misharim straits. 303. Therefore, Malchut desires to connect in the letters of the Meisharim, the straits, so that everything will be a complete name. And before her b'chinot, her discernments are corrected, which are the seven maidens, she cannot connect with these letters so that everything would be a complete name. 304. Therefore, the Malchut says about the corrections of her beauty, pull me after you, let us run. She and her discernments. The king brought me to his chambers. Let us rejoice and be happy in you. Let us rejoice is she and her discernments, the seven maidens, that before her discernments are corrected, she won't be able to connect with him. 305. Because Malchut is corrected through the beauty of her corrections in order to connect with Zeranpin with one connection and to be with him a complete name in one connection. Because when she rises to Zeranpin, then he is a whole name, Havaya Elohim. 306. Therefore, when she rises to connect with Zeranpin, then he is in a complete name, Havaya. But where is the name Elohim? When the name is in wholeness, then they are included together, above and below. Up above, Havaya Zeranpin, down below, Elohim, Malchut, and then she is completed in all. Are there any questions?
No.
Yes? No?
Rav, if possible,
what is the high chasadim? Or the fixed permanent chassadim. And what's permanent in spirituality? Permanent? Yes, permanent chassadim. And what does it mean, permanent, in spirituality? What does it say that? I need to see that place. Page 202, the first column. The third paragraph. All of this, right, as it says, we will rejoice and be happy in you. Bach, in you, indicates the 22 letters, that everything that the Nuhu was rewarded receiving from Zeranpin in Gadlut is because she was rewarded with cleaving to the 22 letters of Zeranpin, which are the permanent chassadim in Zeranpin. Right? Because Zeranpin is permanent chassadim. Zeranpin is only chesed. Malchut is the vessels of reception. So when Malchut cleaves to Zeranpin, by that she gets, a shield of chassadim. Then she can receive from him to her vessels of reception. She is sanctified, she becomes connected, she enters the canopy. There are many depictions for it. So, Dudi, where are we? Page 204, essay, the explanation of the text according to the alphabet of Aleph Taf Bechin, 307. And it says, King Solomon is blessed. Why is he called this way? King Solomon, Shlomo, the king whose peace, Shalom, is Zeranpin. Because in several places it just says the king, and it doesn't say King Solomon. The king, just like that, indicates the house of David, Malchut. King Solomon indicates the king that peace is his, Zeranpin. 308. And the king Solomon is blessed. Blessed because then the stemming of the blessings does not cease above and below. Blessed as all of the blesses stem from there, so that all of the world will be blessed and all the letters will shine, all of them in one connection, in one wholeness. 309. Then the last letter in the holy name Malchut inherits this name, so that she would also be called Baruch, blessed, as it says, blessed is the Lord, the God of Israel, who spoke with his mouth to David, my father, which is Malchut, 310. Because when the Malchut is called blessed, then everything is a whole name, as it should be, and all of the worlds are blessed from the source of life, Bina. And the name Baruch, blessed, is up above and down below. Sometimes above in Zeranpin, sometimes down below in Malchut. Happy are you, a holy nation, that upper and holy secrets are revealed to you. 311. When the letters of the holy name connect, then the Vav, Zeranpin, comes down to extend the Hey, Malchut, from below upwards, to be in one connection. This is the matter of the alphabet, Aleph Bet, of Aleph Taf Bet Shin, because then the letters of the alphabet of Aleph Taf Bet Shin come down and go up. The Aleph goes down to the Taf to extend it to him, so that these will connect with those. The Bet rises to the Shin from below upward, because it is extended from below from Malchut, and it wants to be crowned in her husband, Zeranpin, up above. 312. Aleph is Vav, Zeranpin, who wants to raise the bride, Malchut, with those songs that she elicits from below when she's adorned. And Zeranpin gives her a hand to pull her to him, and the letters rejoice with each other. At the time that she tells him, pull me, then the Aleph, which is Vav, Zeranpin, comes down to the Taf, to Malchut, to extend her to him. 313. And at the time that she says, we will run after you, the Bet Malchut rises and chases after the Shin, which is Vav, the Ranpin, and then she enters the king's chambers, which are three nekudot, points, Gal, chambers, Hagat, and corridors to these rooms, which is the form of the Shin, in which there are three points up above, that are the chambers, the rooms, and the corridors to those rooms, which are the three letters Vav in her, and her basis is down below, so that the three letters Vav connect through it. And this is the combination Bet Shin. 314. And at the time that the Malchut says, we shall rejoice and be happy with you, the Gimel, Zeranpin, comes to cleave in the letters Reish, Malchut, because then there is happiness and desire in the 22 letters, that in the wholeness of the letter Gimel, Zeranpin, and the letter Reish offers herself to him to receive from him without any shame, because the form of the Reish is like half a circle, the form of the receptacle. The Gimel comes to cleave to the Reish and to bestow to her willingly. And this is the combination Gar Gimel Rush. There is also a combination of Gimel Dalet, Goel Dalim, the savior of the poor. And with that, the Dalet remains in the form of poverty, because Dalet extends from the first state in Malchut, since then she is in the state of Gal Chochma, therefore she feels ashamed to come down and receive Chassadim from Zeranpin. Hence she remains in the Dalet, whereas in a combination of Gal, she is not in shame, as she is in the second state, and she is already small. 305. When she says, let us remember your love from wine, the extension of the illumination of Chochmah called wine, she recalls that the foreskin, Sitra Achra, comes in the camps of sanctity that receive from her in order to mix the happiness, the joy, and take part in the joy of the Kedusha, sanctity. And when she sees that the filth grips the sides of the temple, Malchut, in order to suckle from her, then Malchut diminishes itself in order to give him just a meager and hidden essence as that of that stems from a stone, from a rock. Then Malchut is called Dalet, poverty and meagerness, and the Dalet gives to the letter Kuf, that implies to the Klipa, the shell that suckles from Malchut, and the letter Kuf happily extends to take part from the temple from Malchut, and this is the combination Dalet Kuf in the Aleph Tuf Bet Shin. 316. Because this bride Malchut is holy and does not want to offer herself to impurity, therefore she makes herself a Dalet from the Lut, poverty, as though she did not receive any letter, any light to her, and she is poor, and that's how it should be. As it says, and Jacob said to his sons, why do you appear, meaning why do you show yourself that that you are satisfied and in richness, then the wicked of the world would come to you as they would want to suckle from you. Therefore, present yourselves as poor and hungry, and therefore Malchut showed herself in the form of Daled joyfully. 317. When the Malchut saw this wicked one, which is the letter Kuf, that it expands as a snake that straightens its tail, and she attacks her to happily suckle from the temple, that then he comes in order to confuse the happiness in any place where it sees it. 318. And therefore, in any place where there is joy, we need to invest forces so that the Sitra Acha will not be able to accuse. Similarly, in any place where there is mourning, the Sitra Acha is there, and we need to invest forces so that it won't be able to accuse or slander and break its strength. 319. At that time, Malchut says, Meisharim, straits, meaning that straits have loved you, and she mentions one letter from those Meisharim, from the letters of Manzepach, that are called Meisharim. Then a letter comes out with a strong tail that extends down 50 digits as that place upon which Haman was hanged, as it says, and they made a tall tree of 50 cubits. And this is the letter Tzadik, the last Tzadik. Once that snake puts up its eyes and it sees the hanging coming over, then he leaves the temple and he runs away. 320. After the serpent escapes, the bride comes out to her beloved, and she moves from the letter Daled and comes to the letter Hey and comes out to him, and joy is completed from all sides without any other slandering and no confusion. And this is the combination Hey Tzadik in the Aleph Taf Bet Shin. There are two states in Malchut. In the first stage, she only receives from the left line of Binah and has no connection with the middle line and could not shine without the chassidim of the right. Then it was the slandering of the moon, and Malchut diminished and came to the degree below Zeranpin. And then she receives from Zeranpin, which is the middle line, that diminishes the left line from Gaur of Chochmah, uniting it with the right. And once the illumination of Chochmah clothes in Chassadim, it can shine. And this repeats in every zivug, coupling of Malchut with Zeranpin. At the time that she receives Chochmah from Zeranpin, as it says, his left is beneath my head, then first the first state awakens in her, left without right, before the midline has diminished the Ga of Chochmah. And then it is possible to extend Chochmah from the left line from above downwards, which is the Ga of Chochmah, and all the klipot desire to extend it. Therefore, immediately the serpent comes closer to suckle from Malchut and extend the Chochmah from above downwards.